The French Mass is the last Mass in the church in the morning. So usually the church is opened in the afternoon until 6. So you can just go inside, spend some time in silence as well. From the 1st of July, we will start Croatian Masses at 1. So from 2, it will be opened in the afternoon. Okay, from here, you know where we met for this morning under the trees? Just a little bit further, you can see the water fountain. One at the right and one at the left-hand side. As I already mentioned, the water is good and safe to drink. So you can always refill your bottles. And it's not holy water. Many people say, oh, it's a holy water. It's not. We get a blessed water when we ask our priest for blessing. But this is just a normal drinking water. Also, you can see the statue of Our Lady over there. Another place of silent prayer. Even there is a sign Silentium. Almost at every step in the church ground, there is a sign Silentium. Because silence is very, very important. I always say that one of the first things that I need to do when the group arrives is stop the group. We all come from busy everyday lives, schedules. And sometimes the hardest thing is stop and to remain in silence. So people are always, what are we going to do today? What are we doing? What are we doing? Very, very, you know, we are trained like that. But here, Our Lady is asking us to stop and remain in silence. So sometimes that is hard. But we have many places here, and Her Grace is really helping in this. So one of the places where you can go for silent prayer is the statue of Our Lady. If people are talking around you, don't be afraid to hush them down, to ask them for silence. Okay, let's proceed. It means confessions. So that building behind you, there are 36 confessionals in there. So 25 of the other side, which we already saw, and 36 here. But these 36 here are usually for Croatian people. So basically, you don't have to come here for the confession. You just stay where the statue of the Saint Leopold is on the other side. Okay, let's proceed. So what you see behind you here, there is another sign, Ticina Silentium, and you see some candles. We call this place a candle park. So this is the only place in Medjugorje where you can light candles. There are candles already inside, so you don't need to bring your own candles, and don't take candles away from that place. After you light the candle, leave it under the cross. You can see the cross, the crucifixion. Picture over there, and this place is always open, so you can go at any time, and it is especially beautiful in the evening with all the candles lit up. It's beautiful. It's another place of silence. And when I see this place, I always remember to remind you one more time, be careful of the pickpockets. Whenever you are paying, when you are taking your wallet, even for this 1 euro to leave for the candle, there were many pickpocketing here. And just to tell you, don't think that the people who are stealing are some bad guys that you will recognize. No, you would be surprised. Even older women, young women, don't. So just be careful. That's the only thing you need to know. Because some people are professional in this and they will disguise as pilgrims, and you know, it's like, it's crazy. We need to pray for them. As I told you, there are a few of them, not many, but still, if you get robbed, it just makes your pilgrimage more difficult. So in that case, just be careful. This place is really, really beautiful. When you have free time, especially in the evening, sit down here in silence, say your rosary, pray for your deceased. It's really, really beautiful. It's a place of grace. And if you are not carrying much money, you won't be thinking about the pickpocket.